We are learning Masechtas Yuma, Daf Mem Dalad Amud Beis, and we are beginning on Mem Dalad Amud Beis, 5 lines from the top. Amar Mar. It said in the Brisa before that Kach Parshim B'Shas Matan Parkor Mashiach U'Paharom Dava Shal Tzibur U'Vesir Ve'Eschavim. We said that Bein Ulam Vel Mizbeach you have to vacate when this Keteirah is going on in the Heichel. And it says not only Keteirah is going on in the Heichel, but even even par kray mashiach or par helm dov shesiver, which is dam, which is the zrikas dam that's done, hazaz dam, which is done on the pareches, and you also have to leave ben ulam mizbeach. Menalon, how do you know this? Omer of padas asika paraka parim yom kippurim. You learn out from yom kippurim. It says lashon lechaper by yom kippur, and it says by the other kabbonis kapara. We learn out kapara. Tosfos speaks about that. Where does it say kapara by other kabbonis? Tosfos says bishlam siver is chavim. It says kapara parash shlach, and par helm dov shesiver also does. But par koy mashiach, he asks, doesn't say anywhere kapara, and therefore Tosfos tries to say maybe it's a mamatzinu, or it's a hekesh, and it's a whole shayla. Let on a hekesh from a gzeir shava. It's a whole big shayla. A lot of Rishayim learned therefore it's a mamatzinu, which means you just learn out just like this is a kapara, that's a kapara. No, not the words dafka, it's just like a limud one from another. Akaparim, that's how you know that these kabanas have a din yinala bi in the heichel or beulam mizbeach b'shas. This drasha obviously is talking about leaving the heichel because beulam mizbeach is kubis on the rabbanim. But akaparim, the halacha is that you can't be in the heichel b'shas these things. We learn out from a kapara from a kapurim. Now, how do you know kateris in the heichel? You have to leave the Heichel. It's not our first apostle either. So the Taz Shalom really asked that question. And Taz Shalom, the first Taz Shalom on the page says, how do you know? It says, Tema, Mailam Abayalov, a Kataris Menal in the Parsha Mashas Akhtar the Heichel. The Loy Eshkam Prishel, a Kataris of Mavafnim. Ava Kataris the Heichel, Shukumai Matin Domim, Loy Eshkam Mia Prisha. So that's Taz Shalom's Kasha. And Taz Shalom answers, Yesh Leiman, Kivan the Kataris have a Dovish of Akashoi, Yesh Lifresh Gamashvil Akhtar the Heichel. He says that since it's exactly like the same thing, like the Kataris of Nayav Nim, it makes sense. Just like a Nayav Nim, you have to leave, this also you have to leave. Different, more different, ask a question. More only ask a question about Matan Dam, because that somehow we thought it was different. It's a stickle of kasha here. It has to be explained, really, the why the more only ask it here, not here. But like upon him, some say when the more answers kapara already, that for sure includes Kataris. The whole kasha was, the whole Taz Shalom's kasha is, why do we ask it in the Havamina? But once you have kapara, you learn now, talk upon him, the halacha is you have to leave the heichel, and even be'ulam mizbeach, b'shas, when you're doing avodos in the heichel. Omar of Acha Bahava, Shema Mino, you see from here that Mailois deraisa. And like Rashi explains, that the Mishnah in Kalim, it enumerates 10 different places, which is a Mailah. It's like Harabayis is more Kodesh than Yerushalayim, and the Chayil is more than Harabayis. Ezus Noshim is more in the Chayil. If you go up the order, everything has milas over each other. And then it says Ezus Yisrael, which is the 11 Amos, first 11 Amos of the Azara, that's better than the first 11 Amos of Azara, is better than Ezus Noshim. And then it says the next Yud Aleph Amos, 11 Amos of the Kahanim, is better than Shal Yisrael. And then it says, Ben Ulam Ben Mizbeach is more Kadosh than the Azara. So the Gemara is saying these milas must be the Araisa. And that means Ben Ulam Mizbeach made the Araisa is better than the Ezra's Kahanim. Why? What's the right? Well, why do you have to say it's the Raisa? Shema Mino, Miles the Raisa. V'alch Gimula, and Zalach HaMashim V'sina. Why? The Yisagadar, the Rabbanon, if Ben Ulam Mizbeach was only a different Makkah in Midrabbanon, Maishto Ben Ulam Mizbeach, why Dafka are you vacating the area Ben Ulam Mizbeach? Dil Mikra V'ayli V'kula, Dil Mikra V'ayli, I go in, Mikula Azor Naminir Fashu. Leaving the whole Azara. Dil Mikra V'ayli. Maybe they'll go in. That means Bishlam is two Mekaymais. So you don't make Xeri like Xeri. You don't make Xeri. You might walk into the Ben Mizbeach, and you might go back into the Heichel. But if it's one Makkah in Midaraisa, so then if you made Xeri, it's Xeri. It's all one big Azara. It's not two Azaras. It's one big Azara. So it must be Midaraisa, it's two separate places. That's the word Midaraisa. It must be Midaraisa, two separate places. So Mar says, no, it's not true. Maybe really Midaraisa is one place. But there is a difference between Metzias. Practically speaking, there's a difference between the Azara and Ben Mizbeach. The Gemara says, "Ulam Mizbeach, kivle mafsik midi." If you're standing between the Ulam Mizbeach, the doors to the Heichel and the Ulam are wide open. They're 20 amos and 10 amos open, which is a big area. You might walk right in. There's nothing blocking you, so therefore you might walk in. Leminker Mosa. Azara, given the ikum is be'ach chitzayin, but Azara, since between you and Ulam, between Ulam and Mizbeach, there's a big Mizbeach there, you know already there's a marker there to know, don't go any further. And therefore, there's no gzeira you're going to walk into the hecha from there. Given the ikum is be'ach chitzayin, the mafzik minker Mosa. It's very recognizable where you are, and you have your bearings, you're not going to go any further. And therefore, even though with the rice it's the same makom, but still, since you have Mizbeach there, it's minker Mosa. Omar Rava, another Shmamina. Omar Rava, Shmamina, Kedushas Ulam Vehechachal the Milsi. There's a big shiloh when it comes to the Hechel and the Ulam in front of it. What's the din of the Ulam? The Hechel was a big structure that had in it the Hechel and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which the Hechel had in it the Shulchan, the Menorah, and the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim had the Aron. But in front of that was this big, we'll call it a hallway, it's like an Ulam. It was a little wider than the Hechel, and that was standing in front of the Hechel. What's the din of the Ulam? Is that a Hechel or is that an Azara? What's the din? So Rava says, Shvamina, Kedushas Ulam Vehechel Chodem Milsi. These are the Dach Shek Kedushas, if it's two different Kedushas, Ninu, Ulam Guf Egzera, that means the Ulam itself is only Egzera. You might walk into the Hechel if you go into the Ulam Vashas from the Zavoyda in the Hechel. And the next place, the Ulam Vashbech, is Egzera Egzera. You Guf Egzera, Nikov Nigz Egzera Egzera. If Bein Ulam Vashbech is one Kedusha, and then Ulam is another Kedusha, then the Hechel is another Kedusha, so then it's Egzera Egzera. So Mara says, so Rava says, it must be, Ulam Vehechel have the same Kedusha. So Mara says, no, the opposite. You're right, there's something he has to give over here, but it's the opposite way. Loi, Ulam Ubein Ulam Mezbeach are the Kedushi. The Ulam and the Bein Ulam Mezbeach, that's one Kedusha. But Hechel Ulam is two Kedushas. So basically, the Mara's answering that you can say that the Ulam has a din of the Azara of Ubein Ulam Mezbeach, that part of the Azara, that's what has a din. And the Hechel is the new Kedusha. So Bein Ulam Mizbeach and the Ulam are one big Kedusha, and therefore it's one Gzeret. You can't be in any of that part. You might walk into the Hechel. So the Gemara Vayit. It says in the Mishnah that every day when you did the Keteris, you took a shovel, a silver shovel, and you shoveled up the coals, and then you put it into a gold shovel in order to bring it into the Hechel to Mizbeach HaPlimi. Now you wanted to bring in a nice gold shovel, but you didn't shovel with the gold shovel because the gold will get ruined. Therefore, use the silver, a silver shovel. But on Yom Kippur, it was different. On Yom Kippur, it's different. So v'chol yom echoytav shal kesef, my time, Torah chosa amoyim shal Yisrael. Torah has rachmanis on the moment of Klal Yisrael. They're going to use a gold shovel, they're going to ruin it, and rub it out, and get ruined, and it costs a lot of money. Therefore, use shal kesef. And again, here, there's not a kasha, like I always say, there's a kasha. You have to know when you say, Eina Aniyas V'mokam Ashiris, and when you say, Atar Chasim Anam Shal Yisrael, this is a kasha you have to always answer. You have to know the Gedarim. It says in Torah Yisrael, I think, that this is Masr to Chachamim to understand when is the right time to have Rachmanis on the money, and when is it not, when's the time not to have. Yeah, so now, but on Yom Kippur, you didn't make a difference. But Yom Chayit Shazav VaYamachnas. Yom Kippur, you used a golden shovel. My time, because you have to start switching shovels. That's a tiring job, and because Shulchos Kohen Gadol, we allowed them to use the Zahav shovel right away in the first place. Now, there's a big machlokes Rishonim. When we say that Yom Kippur used the gold shovel in the first place, it meant only for Ketaris of Chayil Afnim, or meant for the Keteris that you brought in the morning and the evening also. There was three Keteris that day. So when it says in the Mishnah, all these differences between the Keteris all year round and in Kippur, so it meant only got me the Keteris of Nayel Fnim, or meant all Keteris of the day. The Rambam's Mashma is all the Keteris. That's the Rambam's Mashma. But other Rishonim argue and hold us only on the Nayel Fnim Keteris. The right that Rambam is, because the Chosur Kain Gadol, so Chor, the old Chosur Kain Gadol. So that would be a stickle, a svara of the Rambam, that it's like that. So it goes further in the Mishnah. B'chol yoyim b'shal abas kavin. Every day they shoveled up four kavin. That's how big the kesef was, and they poured it into a shovel of three kavin. That's what it says. And there was another man, the Yomar. He does. He brings down. One place. No, that. No, that's the guy walking in the middle, walking down the middle of the. Kevesh. He says before, the Rashi, the Masav, Ayim Chayta. Higher up, Ayim Chayta. But here it says, so it says in the Mishnah that every day they use four kavim, pour it to three kavim, and today they did three and three, just three, you didn't want to have to pour it into it. And Rabbi Yossi says, every day was a saw, which is six kavim, they pour it to three kavim. That's 6-3. So it's either 4-3 all year round or 6-3 all year round. Mashiach Yom Kippur was the exact amount you shoveled up in the first place. So Tana, Netana, Nespazru Loi Kav Gecholim, on a regular day, when you had 4-3, so a kav of the coals fell on the floor. What do you do with it? The loch is Bechabdim La'amah. You sweep it into the stream that went through the Azara. And that's it. You don't want to step in the Chas Shalom and getting burnt. So you put it into the Amah. Now, the Taisha Shalom has a kasha. It's printed on Memheim and Aleph. Yes, the Chor is the Isaloi Sichbeh. You know, I'll be Mekabe, the fire of the Mizbeach. This is from the Mizbeach. And the Mizbeach, well, yeah, but that's a kasha. I'm telling you, I'm Shalom Sichbeh. It's a Gemara daf lamevam and bay. It says even if you take it off the mizbeach, it's still chayiv. So yeah, it's even truth. Maybe it's nasim. It's false already. But it's a kasha that he asked the loy sichpe. Tani chad. One of Brises says kav. A kav fell. It was extra. But tani idach kabayim. Two kav were extra. That's a little shvah. How did that work? First time hakat tani kav. First time the Brises says there's a kav extra. Rabbana. It's a Rabbana holds when we poured from 4 into a 3. And Rabbi Yossi holds, you pour from 6-3, it's 3. So it's the Eloh Hachdani Kabayim, the one who says that there's two Kabayim, Rai says two Kabayim, it's money. Loi Rabbana, it's not the Rabbana. Loi Rabbi Yossi, it's not Rabbi Yossi. Who is that? Rav Chista, there's another man in the Yambar. Shmuel B'nei Shevech and Breka, he. The Tanya, he learns a little different. The Tanya, Shmuel B'nei Shevech and Breka, Imer, V'shel Kabayim Ayim Machnes. He only went in with two Kabayim. That means he held, started off with 4, and only the 2, and therefore 2 were left over. That's one Teretz. Rav Ashi Yomar, a filtame Rav Yasi. So Rav Yasi, it was 6-3. I should have 3 extra. Teretz like this. The Sa'a Midbaris was 6 Kav. When it came to Yerushalayim, that Sa'a turned into 5 Kav Yerushalayimis. Because they added on to the Midah, they made the Midahs bigger by 1/6 when they got to Yerushalayim. So 6 Kabim turned into 5 Kabim when we got to Yerushalayim. So when we say we shovel with a saw, we meant a saw with the baris. Umarel says shloishes kav yishalmus. You pour into 3 kav yishalmus. So it comes out you have 2 kav yishalmus extra. It's a little shver, which makes it a little shver. Is like was asked, yeah, in the middle of Mishnah it says a saw with baris and this yishalmus. But that's his tarets for bedoichik. They're saying that, and it comes out really that the 3 kav were pretty big kav. They were the shlaimus and kav. And what it says, you shoveled a sa'a midbaris and you poured it into a shloisha kav yishalmus. Therefore, there's 2 kav yishalmus extra. That's the way it gets out of this problem to explain that price. Now, b'chol yoyim hoisa kveida. Every day, the shovel was heavy. B'yoyim kal, it was light. What does that mean? Tada. And the reason is obviously, it's chushul kohen gadol. Tana, b'chol yoyim hoisa gilda ava. The walls of this gold were thick. V'hayoyim, and in Yom Kippur, Rach was thin, dak. Rash's Rach means dak, thin. B'chol yoyim ha'isak sara. Every day the handle of the shovel was short. V'ayoyim ha'rucha. Today was long. Today was long. My timer. K'day sh'tei z'roya yishal kohen gadol masiyata. So you could put it under your arm to support it, and that'll make it easier to bring it in. Tano, the b'raisa. B'chol yoyim lo yihoyo lo nishtik. Every day, it didn't have a nishtik. Niyishtik. But today I had a niyishtik, divi ben eskan. What does niyishtik mean? So Rashi learns it means it was tabas baroyshe, a little like little ring at the end of it that made noise while you walked with it. Because it says, so the shovel had a little ring that made noise while you walked. That's how Rashi learns. Now Rashi's going to explain why dafka on Yom Kippur you had the niyishtik and not all year round. So I think the pshat is, because all year round, the Kohen Gadol was wearing the Me'il. He's wearing the Shemayin of Begadim. So the Me'il made noise for him. But here, he didn't have Me'il, so therefore he had to make noise. That's Rashi's Pshat in the Yishtik. Tosfos brings in the famous Shami, a different Pshat. He says it was like a cover, for a nartek for the handle of the Machbas. So he shouldn't get burnt. What's the Pshat? Tosfos explains like this. When you take that Machbas with coals in it, you bring it into Kodesh HaKadoshim, it sits there for a few hours with coals in it. The time you get back to bring it out, you know how hot that thing is? A piece of metal that had coals in it, how are you going to carry it out? You're burning yourself. So therefore, a niyishtik was a glove that covered the shovel, not a glove, like a covering that went over the handle of the shovel, like a piece of leather, to cover it, you shouldn't burn yourself. And that's what stand after Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur sat for a long time. That's the pshat, we had the niyishtik on Yom Kippur. Al Kaponim, That's the extra thing they had. There's other pshat more so. There's a Ritva's pshat and a Meiri's pshat. Ritva learns it was a cover, as the Niyishtik means, and the Meiri learns it was like a base where you can put it on the floor. But different pshat than the Niyishtik. But the Ikab pshat we have is Rashi's pshat. It was a bell, like a little bell. What? It's not Moshe, it's a glove. Right, they ask the kasha, whatever the chatzitza. The Toys asked the kasha, whatever the chatzitza. He says, the parak b'yishami, he says, the Gemara Yishami asked the kasha, ain't a chaitzitz? Umashani, koive b'masmar. Koloimai de masmar, they knocked him with nails. Einik v'yus, they knocked him with yad. She bottle, v'yashu g'va machta. It's part of the machta, it's not called the chatzitza. There's no problem to add kelim. You're asking a binyan basically you can't add on to, but kelim you can add. But he's asking a chatzitza, you have to hold the keli. So he says he knocked it in with nails, and they became part of the keli, and it's not a problem of chatzitza.